The Ramen Noodle is brought to you by D. Joseph Design from djosephdesign.com, where you can get a website design, web hosting, presentation design, print design, new media production services, all kinds of cool stuff. djosephdesign.com. You have a message that deserves to look great, so make your next message look or sound great from djosephdesign.com. And the Ramen Noodle is also brought to you by WBR Show.
I'm not just a member, I'm also a client.
Find out more at WBRShow.com. It's time for The Ramen Noodle, episode 15, Tofurkey Poop. But you want to hear that again, don't you? Tofurkey Poop.
I am so lonely. I have nobody for my own.
Welcome back to another episode of the craziness that is The Ramen Noodle, seasoning packets of comedy from the life of a bachelor. But today, I'm breaking the rules. I have someone who is not a bachelor in the studio with me. I have. Who are you?
My name is Eric Fisher. I do a little show called WBR Show.
And WBR Show, if people don't know, and the web address is really hard to figure out, WBRShow.com.
That joke still never gets old.
No, it doesn't. The commercial does.
But I hear it in my head every time. Every time somebody reads a URL with a .com, I hear .com.
Oh, yes.
In the background.
I hear other things in my head, though.
Oh, well.
Strange voices telling me to do things. Sometimes they tell me things. Not like my Mac tells me things, like it was telling me it sees dead people the other day.
Yeah, that was very strange, that whole incident.
It freaked me out when it happened, too.
I thought you had some kind of a growl virus or something that I had not heard about yet.
Only in Mac can it be a growl virus.
Yes.
Well, you know what else that comes to mind whenever I hear domain names is, do you ever listen or watch Homestar Runner?
Yes.
Yeah, and his thing, there's this one spot where he's like, it's .com.
Yeah.
And I think that whenever I hear domains, it's like, it's .com. Oh, that's so .com.
.com makes me think of 30 Rock as well, the show 30 Rock.
Oh, I've never watched that.
There's a character on there who is one of Tracy Jordan's basically bodyguards, and his name is .com. So it's pretty funny.
I only watched the prequels, you know. One Rock all the way up through 29 Rock. Yeah. I haven't watched 30 Rock.
It's old hat now.
Yeah. It's like Ocean's 13.
Yes.
There were 12 other Ocean movies. Well, before we get into this, I want to tell you about my sponsor. The parties, the shopping, time with family and friends or fellow podcasters. For some of us, the holidays do not mean stopping business. If you're traveling during the holidays or need time off, you may need to stay connected to your work, like I'm having to stay connected right now. So that's why you can use GoToMyPC to access your home computer while visiting the in-laws, or you can access any file or program. You don't need to haul your laptop around with you, especially if you've got one of those 27-inch laptops. You can just copy important files to a flash drive and then forget what you copied and realize you left stuff at home. No, don't mess with that. Instead, GoToMyPC gives you peace of mind because you can access anything on your home computer from anywhere. You don't have to take that flash drive with you. My listeners can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days. That's a month of unlimited remote access free. For this special offer, you must visit www.gotomypc.com/podcast. That's gotomypc.com/podcast for a free trial. In this episode, this is more than just a regular ramen noodle because we have dramatic music. This is the showdown.
In a podcast.
In a world of podcasts.
Not all podcasts are the same.
Some podcasts are different.
With similarities between the differences.
And yet, in a world of all of these things, two podcasts stand out. They're not our podcasts.
But we'd like them to be.
Yes, so subscribe today and join the madness of theramennoodle.com and
WBRshow.com.
Yeah, anyway, this is the showdown, the epic showdown of WBR Show versus the Ramen Noodle. And you were actually in the podcasting realm first, unfortunately. Well, unfortunate for me.
Unfortunately for us too. We wasted a lot of time doing shows that never got aired or were aired once and never have been heard from again.
Is a podcast ever actually aired?
I don't know.
If you listen to it through a wireless network, it is.
Probably. If you stream it wirelessly, it's aired.
Yes.
So.
Or if you listen to it on a MacBook Air.
There you go. If you go play our podcast, then on the MacBook Air, it will air.
Every now and then, just because...
Or load up your iPod and throw it.
Oh, yes. I like that. That's streaming, too. Every now and then, because I hear your voice, I just expect certain things that I hear on WBR Show. Like, I expect to every now and then hear you say it, like you do.
Like you do, yeah.
Or...
I usually don't say that other than on the show now. There's certain phrases that only get reserved for the show, otherwise they get old.
There are certain phrases
like your mom.
Yeah.
I don't say it that often anymore.
Well, your mom subscribes to my podcast.
Okay, well, you know.
Yeah, so be careful what you say.
Like you do.
Yes. There are things that you guys say in your show that I find myself saying in real life and suddenly realize, oh, no one else is going to get that.
Nobody else knows what that means.
Oh, it's like
it's an inside
secret.
Joke inside my head.
Our shows have some similarities, and, well, one. I have the weekly noodleism.
Yes, and we have, what is it called?
Turn a phrase. That's another thing that I occasionally say with people is, turn a phrase. They're like, huh? Oh, okay, sorry.
Yeah.
You need to listen to WBRshow.com.
Yeah, we try to build into our listeners this inherent... pass it on thing where if you like what we're doing, you suddenly hear those things in your head and then you say those things out loud and people look at you crazy and then you say, here, go check out the show.
It's viral marketing.
Yes.
Truly viral because you want them to catch it.
Because it makes them sick. Yeah, I know.
And they start hearing voices in their head. Well, we just passed Thanksgiving and at the time of... That's not to say we had digestion problems during Thanksgiving.
That's another one right there. It's like, ew.
Turn of phrase. Today, while we're recording this,
yes,
it is
the special Black Friday edition of the Ramen Noodle.
Yeah. Although, yeah, sometimes some people I've heard have been saying that the Black Friday should be renamed because. Apparently calling it Black Friday is a little too racist.
Well, it's because companies go into the black on that day instead of the red.
Which means nothing to consumers.
Right. So why call it that?
Yeah. It's racist. Why not call it like White Trash Friday?
I think that probably is still Black Friday. Depending upon which store you shop at.
Walmart, yeah.
Well, there you go.
Have you seen peopleofwalmart.com?
Yeah, I avoid that.
That's scary. I start thinking
it's bad enough I have to go to the Walmart in real life.
I start thinking
when I start looking
at those pictures. Yeah, I start thinking all of these people are at my Walmart as if mine is the only one in the universe.
Right.
Well, Black Friday is like the craziest shopping day of the year. I avoid it. You succumbed to it this morning.
Oh gosh. Well, see, here's the thing. The past few years, I'm utterly against Black Friday, but. Every year, I somehow get sucked in and see some ad and think, I need a new something or other that's lower price than what I would pay for it otherwise. I need to get $2 DVDs. I need to get, an external hard drive that, well, actually, that was a really good deal when I got that. back in the day. It was like 5 years ago. I got an external hard drive.
It was like 100 gigabytes for it only like $100.
320 gigabytes, and it was like $150.
Oh, wow, that's expensive.
Back then, that was an amazing deal. So these days, it would be like getting a 2 terabyte drive for like $50. Mm. Be amazing deal. And I would do that. So I'd get up at 5 something in the morning and go do that.
I just upgrade the RAM on my Commodore 64, so now it's a Commodore 128. Dude, I paid like serious bucks, but I got a Black Friday deal, so it was only $500 to double the RAM, man.
Yeah. What's funny is they've got this big deal about how the Apple store is having like discounts on a Black Friday, and it's still super expensive. I can still get a better deal through like an educational discount than
$5 off your next Mac Pro purchase of $5,000 or more.
Yes.
But you went. What was your experience like this morning?
To be honest, I went with my wife. We split up. She went and did some things. I went and did something else.
Walmart wrecks so many marriages.
Yeah, we split up every time we go. But I still need to live with her at my house, so. No, but to be honest, I felt like I was in the Walmart, but not of the Walmart.
You're I had this spiritual now.
Yeah, I'm gonna preach it. And no,
amen.
I was more conscious this time of not caring if I got the stuff or not. And I was just kind of hoping, well, let one thing be here so I don't feel like I wasted getting up early. But it was worth it. I got good deals.
Cool.
Yeah. Oh, actually, I got the thing I really got that was not for the thing I got for me. Because we went and we got stuff for my wife and my daughter. Not for gifts per se, but just in general, just stuff. Just we wanted stuff and we got stuff for cheap. Well, anyway, I got a really good deal. I got 2 4-gigabyte SD cards for $12.
Wow.
Nice. A pack of 2. 4 gig, so that's pretty good. I needed some more. I was running out.
Cool. Walmart is not a sponsor of this podcast. Just thought I should.
But you could
that.
Be. Come on, sponsor us, Walmart. Let's go. Your mom is on peoplefwalmart.com.
Oh, ouch. Ooh, this one's getting
They're
rough.
Not sponsoring us now.
No, neither is People of Walmart sponsoring us. That is a scary sight.
They couldn't even pay us I don't know what. I'm not going to go even further into this deep hole of shame.
But Christmas is coming up.
Yes.
Christmas time is a time for happiness and for cheer and for giving and for love and for sharing. But also, there have been some stupid things that have happened at Christmas and some things that really like embarrassing, laughing about. One of the things that I love to do at Christmas is wrap presents in weird ways. We live here in the greater Cincinnati. I live here in the greater Cincinnati area. You do not live with me.
No.
Praise God.
I am traveling through.
Yes. And around here, of course, there are a lot of rednecks, and they love duct tape.
Oh, boy.
One of my favorite things to do is to wrap a present in duct tape. But I don't wrap it just like in duct tape, like sticking the tape to the box. I wrap it inside out with duct tape. So you just touch it and it sticks to your hand.
Oh, no.
It's great because it gets stuck to the carpet. It gets stuck to other presents or people they just pick it up and it's stuck to their hands. It's, you know, that classic thing of when you've got tape stuck on your hand. It's like you pull it off one hand, it's then stuck on the other, then it's stuck on the other. It's never ending thing, like Chinese handcuffs.
Yeah.
And so I love just wrapping presents inside out with duct tape. Good times.
Yes. I can't wrap a present to save my life. I will end up cutting a big piece of the wrapping paper off, and then I'll start folding and realize, oh, this is way too big. I could have wrapped 3 presents with this one piece. So I'm wrapping over and over and over and taping and taping and taping, and then it almost looked like the box now looks like it's a basketball wrapped box. So it's kind of crazy. And so I've tried to decide, can I wrap up a present and maybe see if I can't get somebody else to wrap it, like my wife, and have her not know it's for her. I don't know. It's interesting. I can't do it. It just the I don't know. There's a theoretical math like gene that is missing in my brain or something, because I can't visualize what is needed to properly wrap a present.
Maybe it's just a guy problem. That's why I think they invented gift bags.
You know what? That's true.
Is you just pop the present in a gift bag and put some tissue on top.
Yeah.
And it's fine.
And you can't see what's in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No wrapping involved.
I'm going to have... Well, but if you get something big, you can't really put that in a big, big, big bag. And
you get lots of gift bags then.
Yeah.
And just wrap it all kind of around and cut through the gift bags.
Yeah. That would be crazy.
This one time that I was giving a present to my sister, it was a calendar. And in our family, maybe you guys do this, where you pick up a present and you pretend it's like really heavy and you give it to someone and it's just like,
yeah,
you know, that classic thing. Well, this
like
one time, like you do. I'm just waiting for the other thing that you say, which you haven't said yet and I haven't told you yet. But we'll find out if you say
it. We'll figure it out if I say it.
I had this calendar for my sister. And I wrapped it first just in some plastic bags because I wanted it to stay dry for the next phase of my plan. I found a box that was big enough to hold the calendar without having to fold it. I put the calendar wrapped in these plastic bags in the middle of the box. And then I went outside and I shoveled gravel into the box. And so this is a full-size calendar in a box filled with gravel.
That's great.
The thing weighed 30 pounds when I was done with it.
Oh, my.
So at Christmas time, I think it was my dad had picked up this present to give to Christina. And he's doing this whole thing. It is heavy. And he's straining to pick it up. And my sister's just like, yeah, yeah, sure. She's just playing along. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead and give me the present there. And so he starts to put it in her hands. And the look on her face, her eyeballs almost popped out as she suddenly realizes while her hands are collapsing under this present that this is not a lightweight present.
Yeah.
This is 30 pounds of present in here.
This will be the heaviest year ever.
The stock market, the Christmas shopping tanked after that because of the weight of the present.
It's a heavy year.
Yes. The present is very heavy.
And the future.
Mm-hmm. Because they have gravity problems in the future. Because everything, you know, remember Marty McFly? Whoa, this is heavy.
This is heavy. Put it on my tab. You could do a whole show with just Back to the Future quotes, I think.
And do it over.
Some point in the future.
And over again.
Get out, make like a tree and leave. Get out of here.
Make like a tree and split, or
yeah,
manure. Every episode always had something with manure in it. Every episode, every movie.
Every movie.
Back to the Future. They need to make a fourth one.
See, I'm going to go ahead and disagree. Please don't Indiana Jones that series.
The fourth one will be that they use the DeLorean to travel to space. And they meet aliens.
No, see, you've done, and I was listening to Nobody's Listening, another show that we like, and James said, once you get to the point of a movie series doing a movie in space, they've jumped the shark. It's like, you know, you get to the point where they're going to have Free Willy in space, Beethoven in space, and the Air Bud series in space.
Land Before Time
in space. Yeah. Speaking of which, some of the movies that I grabbed this morning were $2 Land Before Time DVDs.
Oh, you didn't?
I did. My daughter likes them. She borrowed them from a friend. She likes them, and they act as a substitute babysitter.
How many
Sorry.
Are there?
Four.
There are only
four? No. These were four DVDs that I had never seen. So there were like five of them sitting there when she borrowed them. So there's at least nine that I know of. Probably more.
I was thinking it had gotten up into the teens even.
Probably.
Too many. Stop it. Well, also at Christmas time, Christmas dinner.
Yes.
Turns into an interesting ordeal. My parents are very traditional types where if have you ever seen the old black and white movie Life with Father?
Yes.
My parents are kind of like that. Or my dad is kind of like that. My dad sits at one end of the table and my mom sits at the other end of the table. And when all of the family gets all together for Christmas dinner, Thanksgiving dinner, whatever holiday meal it is, they just recently bought this table that extends out to 21 feet.
Wow.
There are, when all of us are together, there are 25, I think, total. So sitting around one table. So my dad ends up at one end of the table. My mom is at the complete separate end. And they really do need an intercom system, and passing food around is a pain. We've thought about going just buffet style.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's what we end up doing. And we have a small table that's like six people.
And you fit 25 people around
yeah.
it?
Yeah, you know, under, on top of.
Stacking them, yeah. Yeah.
That's like totem pole style. Totem pole buffet.
Who gets to be on the bottom of the totem pole? Which really, that's the important position, because everyone relies on the person that's on the bottom of the totem pole.
Yeah. Plus, you don't want to try any being on the top of the totem pole, because you'd have to lean over and fall. And
yeah. And the person on the top of the totem pole always gets bird poop on them.
Yeah.
Person on the bottom, he's safe. No bird poop.
Depends on what your bird of choice is, or meal main dish of choice is for your Christmas dinner. If it's a turkey, it's turkey poop. If it's tofu, it's tofurkey poop.
Oh. I think that sounds
even worse. I don't
think
I ever want to say that again.
I would be perfectly content going the rest of my life without ever hearing that
tofurkey
phrase.
Poop? Yeah, I won't. I promise not to ever say tofurkey poop again.
I think we have the title
tofurkey
of the episode.
Poop is now a banned word from this podcast.
Not banned,
but
as
not
in,
mine. Not like, I'll say it.
Not like in a rock band,
right?
Coming in concert, tofurkey poop.
That's the next version of Rock Band to come out. Tofurkey poop star.
Tofurkey poop hero.
Yes.
I would hate to know what kind of controller that would come with.
I don't want to. Well, it would make a gobble noise. I'll say that. And then that's about it.
Yeah, we'll let that one pass. Turn of phrase. Or noodleism.
There you go.
Either way. They're kind of the same turn of phrase, noodleism. In fact, your turn of phrase kind of inspired my noodleism segment. I was already having noodleisms, and yes. I'm looking...
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, my doctor said there's no hope. It's going to kill me after like 50 or 60 years from now, and I'll die from it. But my weekly noodleism has turned into an actual segment because it was inspired by your weekly or podcastly turn of phrase segment.
Episodic.
Episodic, yeah. That sounds so much more epic.
Every time we do it, we end up doing that.
During Christmas time, what is with the, what do they call that, cranberry sauce?
Yeah.
Do you guys eat that?
I like it, yeah.
You like it?
Yeah. It's kind of like more sour tasting jelly with less of a sugary feel, I guess. Something like that.
How do you guys prepare it?
Oh, well, see, I'm perfectly happy to slice off pieces off of a canned cranberry, you know. But what we had yesterday at Thanksgiving, along with our tofurkey poop, was we had, it's seriously like, it's almost like a Jell-O salad with like little pieces of fruit here and there in it. And it's like. So it's interesting, not what I grew up on, but hey, it's the in-laws. What can you do?
The way my parents have done it is my mom will make all of this stuff, all of this food, homemade, all of this food, and send nice dishes, and everything looks really nice, and she enjoys doing this. She loves to serve people. The cranberry sauce, though, when it comes to it, she gets a dish for it. She opens the can of cranberry sauce and just squeezes it right out, you know, that...
Yes.
Sound it makes right onto the dish and leaves it like that. So here's this dish of cranberry goo shaped just like a can.
Like the can?
Yes.
Actually, that's how it used to be in at my grandparents' house.
Oh, yeah?
And I would seriously just slice along the ridges from the can as to how much. Do you want three ridges, five ridges? It's kind of how you'd manage it.
Cranberry sauce has ridges.
Yes. I bet you can't eat just one.
Once you pop, you can't stop. That's a different chip, I know, but I was thinking of chips things.
I don't eat chips for Christmas dinner, sorry.
Bachelors do, probably.
Yeah, probably. Or they're smart and they get invited to.
Yeah, you like take the potato chips and you dip them in eggnog. It's very festive.
Ooh, that would be interesting.
Well, it's just like taking dry ramen noodles and dipping them in chocolate fondue.
Who does that?
I.
Bachelors, I've heard.
I might have done it.
Well, I've dipped chocolate brownies in salsa.
Ooh.
It's actually good. So.
Are you going to serve that at Christmas?
No.
Along with the tofurkey poop?
Well, it's not my choice. I would not pick that particular delicacy, if you can call it that. Which I guess I just did, so.
You did.
Yeah.
Like you do.
Like you do. I'm curious, what's the other phrase you think I'm going to use? I don't know what they all are anymore. I use your mom and...
What?
Like...
You use like my
you
mom?
Well, like you do. And what else? Let's see. Anywho? Is that one of them? I use that too much.
That's not the one. Which, that word drives me nuts, by the way.
I don't like using it. Somehow I got into the habit of using that. I can't think of what other phrases we use that are... I know we try to sneak in the word doo-doo as often as we can. If you look carefully or listen carefully, you will hear it.
So we could make a drinking game out of a WBR show. Anytime you hear doo-doo.
I didn't say what kind of game. I just said if you're playing at home. I don't know.
Oh, okay. Eggnog. Right. Non-spiked.
Okay, yeah. Festive activities of things. Yeah, I don't know what else we say. That's a phrase.
That is great.
Oh, that is great.
Yes. Yeah. That's one of those
that
things.
That is so great. I forgot. That one's completely by accident, too. That one came out of nowhere. We just said it cheesy and with, like, the nerd voice that was like, yeah. Okay.
Which one of you guys is the old man?
It's Rob.
Okay.
I can't do it. I mean, I can do it almost, but he does it even better. It sounds better. So he is also Grandma. If you've heard Grandma on the show, he calls in as Grandma. So
yeah, in my show, I've got Bachelor Boot Camp, which has that really fun, neat music that's so catching and all of that. And I do my Sergeant Packet voice.
It's one time. I at first I was like, what show is this? I don't understand. This is not what I signed up for. This is not the boot camp I signed up for.
See, I sit while I'm driving in the car sometimes. If I run out of podcasts to listen to or just am tired of listening to podcasts because there's no WBR show out on my iPod anymore, I've listened to them all. So when I run out of things to listen to, I start trying to make up voices that I can use. And Sergeant Packet just so happened to be a voice I thought was fun to do, but it kills my throat.
Yeah.
Every time after it.
That's kind of why we try to take it easy on the voices. That and they compete with the ones in our head.
Have you heard of telepathic schizophrenia?
No.
That's where you hear voices in other people's heads.
Oh, jeez. That's kind of like that whole Twilight movie series where he's like, I can read everyone's thoughts, but yours. And that's the only reason he likes her, is because he can't read her thoughts. He's like, everybody else, I can hear what they're saying, but you're quiet.
It's because I have no brain.
Yes.
I have no brain.
I want them to do the Twilight series over again, but with zombies.
I was just wondering if you were going to say that.
But what would you rename it instead of Twilight? Did you see the SNL skit where they did a mock-up of Twilight? It was called Firelight, and it was about Frankenstein instead. It's really funny. You should check it out. It's on Hulu.
Hulu.com. Yes. Is not a sponsor of this podcast.
But should be.
But we love them. Everybody should be a sponsor of this podcast. And then we'd like make millions of dollars. I could just release one episode and retire. Because everybody... But it would be an episode of just total advertisements.
Yeah. Loaded up with advertisements.
Nuts. Twit already does that. Sorry.
Wow.
Did I say that out loud?
Yeah, but they do more than one episode.
True. This Week in Advertising. This Week in Audible.
This Week in Ad Space. This Week in Your Ad Here. That would be a great show.
I wonder if the domain is taken. .com.
You're so .com.
Well, thanks for listening to this episode of Festive Madness.
That and is turkey poop.
Not turkey poop.
Oh.
Tofurkey poop.
Tofurkey poop.
Yes. Oh. I better register tofurkeypoop.com.
It's like a tongue twister in some weird way.
It is, and a stomach twister.
Hey, at least I didn't say turducken poop. That sounds even worse.
Yeah.
Well, no, tofurkey.
No, tofurkey poop. Yeah, because just tofu.
Tofu. Okay, anyway.
Yeah.
When you're done with it. Pass it on.
You want to pass it on. Yeah, that old song, It Only Takes a Spark.
Yes.
There are other versions to that song, which I'm not going to sing in here because of the clean tag.
Yeah.
Where can people follow you and stalk you and all of that?
Stalk me at E-R-I-K-J Fisher. That's my Twitter user ID. And join me and my co-host Rob on WBRShow.com. I think that's pretty much it. Well, Facebook.com/EricJFisher as well.
Cool. I am on Twitter.com/TheRamenNoodle. You can follow my madness there. Also, I have a Facebook page now that I'm happy to say I finally got the domain for it and didn't have to fight over it with Facebook like I have with other Facebook pages. So you can join Facebook.com/TheRamenNoodle.
Nice.
Yeah, I was happy.
I friend you.
Yes, you're my friend.
Well, yes.
Would you be my neighbor?
Let's just stick with neighbor. I mean, friends.
Let me go tie my shoes on for the next 30 minutes.
Hand me my sweater.
Oh, I need to feed the fish. Also, I want to remind everyone that, as you can probably tell already by now, there will be no live show until the 11th of 2010. And for all of those out there who didn't get that, which is probably most of those out there, that will be January 11, 2010 at 8 p.m. in the evening. Also, remember that you can subscribe to the show in iTunes, Zune, whatever kind of player you have or want, and tell someone else about the podcast too, and I would greatly appreciate that. You can send your ramen noodle experience to me at theramennoodle.com or call in 859-353-4332. Thanks for listening.
Lonely, I am so lonely. I have nobody for my own.
Find more great clean podcasts like this one at cleancasts.com.
Watch out for the H1N1.
It's scary. It's the new swine flu.
It's the Henny.
The Henny. Benny Henny? Benny Honey?
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Merry Christmas, everyone. And a Happy New Year.